Welcome to the CrossX Method, the podcast developed for our members and community to help drive your performance and health to new levels. As a CrossFit certified trainer, firefighter, and affiliate owner for the better part of a decade, I draw on my knowledge and experience, and more importantly, that of many professionals in the industry, to provide world-class information to our members and community. We look forward to helping you achieve optimal health and performance while having some fun conversations along the way. Okay, welcome back to the CrossX Method podcast, episode number 33. This week, I'm here with Clay. Clay's one of our coaches at CrossFit Carina, and maybe spending some time at CrossX from time to time. And we're just continuing on with getting to know all of our coaches and getting to know all the team. And welcome, Clay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Lucky to be uninjured, as are yourself.
We spectacular fall all around.
Finished the deadlift, row deadlift, box jump over, and both Clay and myself ate a bit of rubber during the box jump overs.
Oh, I fell gracefully. I fell gracefully.
Yeah, my fall cost me about 5 minutes, so I'll just take that off my time. But other than that, we're good to go. All right, hey mate. Welcome aboard. It's been a what I would imagine is a pretty big change for yourself from working over at AJ CrossFit, and yeah. Then you know, we took it over and made a few changes and stuff like that. But mate, what we will kick off with is, I guess, just giving everyone a bit of history for yourself with your training, what you do. We know you do a bit of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but also let's start with the CrossFit side of things, I guess, and then. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, I got into CrossFit from jiu-jitsu. I was training with Matt Swift.
Yep.
He's a skinny little triathlon guy. And next minute, he's doing CrossFit with one of the guys at the gym was doing CrossFit.
Yep.
At Norman Park. And he was doing, like, ninja workouts downstairs. He was doing Diane in the hallway outside their aerobics room, because they banned him from upstairs, so he'd drag it downstairs. He's doing handstand That's push-ups great. On the wall. And we're going, Tim, what are you doing? Your brain's going to explode, man. But he didn't. He lived. And next yep. minute, Matt's doing it. And then he's gone, this is all right. You should do this. And dragged us all into workouts.
Yep. So you're doing jiu-jitsu first, you said?
Yep. I started doing karate.
Oh, karate, yep.
It was freestyle karate. And we did a little bit of wrestling. So part of the grading was you had to do 5 rounds of wrestling.
Yeah, right.
So we'd go and do all these seminars with really famous shoot fighters and stuff like that. And I really liked that. And next minute, the Gracies come to town yep. and just wipe the floor with everyone.
So I have a very limited knowledge of jiu-jitsu and MMA, but I know they're pretty world-renowned, the Gracies.
Yeah, so this is like about 2 years before the UFC started.
Yep.
They came out and did a seminar.
And who are they? Just give everyone the breakdown in 30 seconds of who the Gracie brothers are.
The Gracies are a Brazilian family that were taught Japanese jiu-jitsu and modified it to their own style. And they had a challenge going for 60 years to give you $50,000 if you could beat them. And no one beat them in 60 years. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well.
And then they started the UFC. They moved to America, started the UFC. And
here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah, right. Cool. So from there... what happened on the CrossFit side of things? You started doing it with Swifty and the guys in the basement. And
Swifty was training in the park. I was doing it. There was Matt, me, and Wendy, and yep. Wendy was kicking my ass.
Yep,
every time. he moved into Sassam's, I think it was at the time, and then yep. he was running out of there, and then got too big, and Sassam kicked him out, and he started his own place.
Yep, and that was CrossFit Brisbane, right?
CrossFit Brisbane, yep. And. I had left my job as a printer and had gone and got my Cert 4, and Matt said, why don't you come and work here?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
was
cool. Yeah. So worked at CFB for a while?
Yeah, there was photos of me dragging the equipment into the place, and I was like this huge dude. I think it was the only one in cargo shorts, or all the other guys were fit.
Yeah, right.
But bless him, he took me on anyway.
Oh, good on him. Cool, mate. And then... From there, migrated over to AJ's.
Yeah, AJ's. Was there for, I think that was 2013, I think. I was there. And, stayed there. It's been good.
Yeah, cool.
Nice, tight little community there. It's good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really good. So where are you at with your coaching, mate? I know, I kind of know, but maybe let everyone else know. You're going to do your level two again coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bit of a refresher.
Well, you know.
Which is cool.
Yeah, I'd done it for a long time, and I was sort of arm and iron whether it was worth it to do it again. And then you took over and said, well, you know what? This ain't so bad. I'm going to keep doing this.
Yeah, good, good.
And I thought about doing my level three and then a few things. You're pretty rusty. You need to get back onto your level two again, I think.
Yeah, so cool. Good. Mate, just personal experience, I did the coaches prep, which was the old level two, I think in 2011. Credit to CrossFit, it's changed dramatically. It's improved heaps. I'm not sure when you did the first one, but massive changes and all for the good. It's a really great, as all the CrossFit courses are, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Oliver comes and does jiu-jitsu with us, so he's
yes,
saying,
level two. Yeah, yeah, good. he'll be there coaching away with his.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up with Mella.
Yeah, cool. Awesome, mate. So I guess with the BJJ or the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, what a lot of people might not know is that you actually kept going with that. You're black belt now.
Yeah, it took me a bit longer than most, like, because you're trying to balance everything with family and everything, so
yes,
you can't go crazy. You can't go like they do now, it's like 6 days a week. I was just going like two nights a week, so it took me 20 years, I think.
Yeah. That's a hell of a persistence, though, mate. That's awesome, that's really good,
yeah. And stubborn,
stubborn. And what's the so just for an absolute novice, what's the process for achieving a black belt? I know it's not a gimme, that's for sure.
There's five belts. There's only five belts. Blue, purple, white, blue, purple, brown, black.
Yep.
And then you get promoted by your ability to do stuff. It's not like a test whether you have a day where they test you, although some do that.
Yep.
It's you've just got to be consistently beating the next level belts up.
In training.
Yeah, you're giving them a hard time and next minute. Sometimes you compete and you can get awarded a belt that way. It will speed up the process.
Yep.
But if you're just turning up and you're consistently giving the brown, you know, the next belt up a hard time.
Yep.
I'll turn around and go, you know what? Just give him a belt so it's not so embarrassing
for the other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. There's other things. There's character and you know, whether you're a good human or not and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, that sounds really virtuous, which is cool, right?
Yeah, we find like it's like CrossFit. The idiots don't stay. It's too hard. So they leave. Anything that's too hard, they won't stay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I guess, you know, that kind of shows a lack of character by leaving, and then hopefully you just end up with all the good people with great character that want to improve and understand what it's about and aren't in a rush to shortcut anything.
Yeah, it's like CrossFit. It's there's things that humble you all the time. You know, you're always learning something new, learning to do something better.
Yep.
That's what I like about it, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Cool, man. So at the moment, what, you know, do you have any goals you're sort of working towards? CrossFit, jiu-jitsu, coaching, life, whatever, anything?
Yeah, yeah, I'm working towards getting my muscle up back. I hurt my shoulder a fair few years ago, and it's just constantly been hurting me. I'm just trying to push too hard to get it back, and now it's like, take a step back, do all the little things. I hear the voice of Danny Miller in my head.
Yep.
Why don't you just do what I tell you to?
Yeah.
So just taking little steps and getting there and making some good gains at the moment. You help me with my nutrition. That's been good.
Yep.
Just got to stick to that.
So tell us a little bit about that. And that can kind of lead into one of the other questions we had is what you pulled out of COVID, what happened during COVID. And then sort of, you know, we can sort of go into how we approached it afterwards, I guess.
Yeah, as I said, I was a bit sort of, you know, I've been doing CrossFit a long time. I was kind of over it. And you just slack off and eat whatever you like and you get big.
Yep.
And then that doesn't help your moods and all that sort of stuff. You know, you get out of sorts and next minute COVID's here. And like my relationship broke up, down the toilet.
Yeah.
And you can't go anywhere. You can't see anyone. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah, it's a rough time.
Fortunately, I have really good housemates, and we'll look up after each other. And
yeah, you guys were doing a bit of jiu-jitsu in the,
yes,
in the lounge room,
yes,
or something.
Keeps you sane. Keeps you sane. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I definitely wouldn't want to be a robber stumbling into that house and just get choked.
We're all pacifists.
Trying to steal a TV.
We're all pacifists.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, yeah, you know, as I'm sure a lot of people did, you know, pretty mentally tough throughout that lockdown, yeah, period. And we caught up after, pretty soon after that. And yeah, we just got your nutrition back on track. And
yeah, I think it was the day before we were to start back. So
yep,
whenever that was.
Yep.
And yeah, just, all right, well, this is the plan. Stick to the plan.
Yeah.
Don't deviate. Stick to the plan.
That's it.
And that's all you got to do. It's just do the work. Do the hard work.
Consistently.
The little things consistently. Coming in four times a week, I train. Yep. And then at night, I do jiu-jitsu. Wednesday mornings, I do jiu-jitsu with all these crazy guys that get up before coffee and want to wrestle. It's just insane. Don't do it. No, do it. Do it. But yeah, you just, every day is do what you got to do every day.
Yep.
Do today.
Yep. What is it? Rinse, wash, repeat.
Yeah.
And since then, I know you've dropped a bucket load of weight. How far are we down?
I think it's just 10 kilos.
10 kilos?
Yeah.
Man, in a couple of months. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well done. And is everything feeling a bit easier? Bar burpee, box jump overs.
Yeah,
but other than that.
Know, I'm a skeptical person by nature.
Yep.
So, you know, the zone, whatever.
Yep.
But the moods have definitely evened out a lot.
Like, yep.
And you know, when you're in that low point, and that's when you have to go train and you have to do these things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Feeling better.
Definitely. Definitely feeling better.
Awesome, man. Great to hear. Now, if someone is listening to this thinking, oh, I've always wanted to sort of give jiu-jitsu a go and it might complement my CrossFit and help me sort of move around a bit better, tell them where to go. Where do you coach?
We're literally
where
just
should up, they get started?
Yeah. We're right up the road at Morningside there, just above the cemetery at level 5.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you get choked and you're already, yeah, at the cemetery, straight into
it's
the grave.
It's very easy to get rid of uncooperative people. No, we don't do that. No, not in our cemetery. No. Yeah.
Is that old scout hall or something? Is that,
yeah,
where it is?
It's an old scout hall at the top of the hill.
Near
there.
The, there used to be a lawn bowls place there.
Yeah, Genowie, yeah, Drive it's on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, right next to the African Centre, I think it is now.
Right. Awesome.
But definitely do it. It does. I find it complements CrossFit. It sort of gives you a massage
around the throat,
involuntary massage. It just definitely loosens me up a lot. When,
yeah.
After.
Look, honestly, I'd love, if I had the time. I know everyone says that, but if, yeah, I did have the time, it's probably something I'd consider, and have considered trying to put some time towards. But unfortunately, it's one of those things that gets put on the bottom of the pile at the moment.
Yeah.
But if anyone's keen, I'll tell them to shoot your message and reach out. And
yeah, it's never too late.
Show them
a
few things.
I went to a grading last night, or belt presentation last night, for a guy named Dr. Brian McGrath. He started when he was 50. He got his black belt last night at 72.
Wow, that's awesome.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have any training goals at the moment?
Training goals. I did have a goal of getting a 5-minute.
Oh, the muscle up. Sorry,
muscle up.
Yep.
That's, yeah, it's coming along. Small,
yep,
steps. I've got sort little goals along the way. I want to get 20 strict pull-ups.
Cool.
20 strict pull-ups, and I'm doing 4 sets of 5, and then break those down 3 sets of 8, and the rest.
Working
your way towards it. Yeah.
Beautiful. And then, mate, if you were to go on a massive car drive somewhere, like a you know, drive from here to Mackay or something like that, a good 10 hours, 12 hours.
Well, a road trip.
Or a road trip. Let's say a road,
yeah,
trip. Yeah. Who,
so,
who are you
so
taking?
My brother is literally the guy that Ewan McGregor bases himself off. He does the long trip around type thing. He's always off.
Hang on,
this.
Remind me, Ewan McGregor. Is that
Ewan
long
McGregor,
way around?
Charlie Borman. Long way around. Long
they ride
way
the BMW motorbikes.
BMW.
Yep.
He's got a BMW. He's gone for a ride with Charlie Borman and all this sort of stuff.
Wow.
He does that all the time. And he's always telling me he wants to go to India and go across India in a couple of bloody Royal Enfields. And I'm like, no way, no way. And I want to do it, but you know, it's one of those things. If I actually didn't kill him on the ride, if I didn't strangle him, it would be one of the best things I ever did with him.
Yeah, right. So do you guys get on, or do you?
Oh yeah,
you do. Yeah. Okay, but just on a bike,
on a road trip in another country.
India.
Yeah,
man, that would be an experience.
It would be tough.
Yeah,
and he's he does know how to push my buttons.
Right, he just winds you up when he gets bored.
Does. But it would be awesome.
Yeah, wow, that would be a massive challenge. But sounds like a pretty good goal.
Yeah,
like, I don't even know how long it would take to ride across India, but I'd imagine it's a long time.
He's got this plan. He wants to buy them over there, buy secondhand ones,
yep,
ride them over across,
yep,
and then at the end just give them away just to look at their face.
But just the two lucky...
Just give the two motorbikes away at the end.
Right.
We can't take
it. They probably don't even want them.
I definitely wouldn't know.
It's just rubbish.
It'd be just breaking down everywhere. It'd be so infuriating, but it'd be fun.
Excellent. Oh man, that would be definitely a massive experience. So yeah, cool. Well, man, you know, we've kind of ticked all the boxes that we were hoping to tick today. Hopefully, the guys over here at Crossax can get to meet you and do some training with you, you know, at some stage.
That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. The way the schedules work out, it doesn't always work best for you to be here when we need you over at Carina, but I'm sure it won't be too long before that sort of starts to change, maybe.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess coming up... in other news in the gym, not too much to talk about, really. You might notice a few changes to the floor if you come into the gym. Confused a few people this morning. Was pretty fun to see.
Yeah. I didn't notice for a few minutes.
Over at Crossax.
What's going on here?
Yep. We do have a six-week challenge coming up, so that's one thing that there will be more information coming out about that. That's going to hopefully kick off on the 17th of October, but don't hold us to that yet. Lee is working on it madly as we speak to try and get all the organization done. And we will also have a new apparel order out before too long. Hopefully before next week, you'll get some information about that. And I think that's about it. From now, we've got to start talking Christmas and Christmas parties and all that sort of business.
Yeah, it's not long to my birthday.
When's your birthday?
Christmas Day.
Is it?
Yeah.
How old?
I'll be 56.
56?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can start mumbling now.
Yeah. Mate, honestly, don't look a day over 40.
I know, right?
All right. Well, I guess that's it, Clay.
Awesome.
Unless there's anything else on your mind, man, you want to have a chat about?
No, that's great.
All good?
Fun.
Cool, mate. Well, thanks for coming in. That's it, guys. Episode 33 for the Crossax Method. If you have any questions or queries or things that you'd like us to talk about, please be sure to email myself or Leah. If you've got any friends that are thinking about getting started, maybe the six-week challenge is a good time to do that. And also don't forget that we have our beginners sessions kicking off every Saturday. We do them at 7:15 over at Carina, and we do them at 8:30 here at Crossax. So any questions on that, please reach out, bring a friend in, get them started. And that's about it from us. All right. Thanks, Clay.
Awesome.
We'll see you guys in the gym.
Yes.